a citizen of the world, an individual who assumes an active role in the global community, can derive significant guidance from the knowledge imparted in the text associated with the degree of the perfect master for self-improvement and the development of leadership skills. The core principles outlined in the text serve as a blueprint for cultivating a character that not only excels in personal virtues but also inspires and leads others toward a collective good. Self-improvement begins with diligence and the avoidance of idleness, as the text suggests. By committing oneself to consistent hard work and excellence in one's craft or profession, a global citizen can capitalize on their potential and capabilities. In a leadership context, diligence sets the standard for the work ethic and establishes a benchmark for the team, encouraging colleagues to also strive for high performance and continuous improvement. Honesty, as cited in the text, is the bedrock of trust in both personal development and leadership. Living an honest life, one based in truthfulness, integrity in commitments, and fairness, builds a reputation that traverses personal success and becomes influential in forming trustworthy relationships. For leaders, fostering transparency and maintaining integrity in their dealings encourages trust among team members and stakeholders, and it can enhance the leader's credibility and moral authority. The pursuit of knowledge, strategic time management, and the cultivation of the soul's faculties underscore the importance of learning and growth, a continuous process in the journey of self-improvement. Cultivating the mind through study, appreciation of culture, and philosophical contemplation leads to personal enrichment. In a leadership role, such wisdom aids in making informed decisions, envisioning innovative solutions, and empathizing with diverse perspectives, inspiring others by example to value and pursue education and self-reflection. Balancing various aspects of life, including service to others, personal development, and spirituality, as practiced by figures like St. Ambrose and St. Augustine, teaches a pragmatic approach to managing one's time and energy. Leaders who apply this balance exhibit a holistic approach to life and work, which in turn encourages those around them to seek harmony between their professional responsibilities and personal well-being. Fairness in commerce and mutual exchanges provides a template for ethical conduct. A conscientious citizen can apply this principle by ensuring that their economic decisions do not disadvantage others. In leadership, exercising fairness in decision-making, allocation of resources, reward systems, and conflict resolution can lead to a more cohesive and motivated group, promoting an ethos of equity within their sphere of influence. By ascribing to the tenet of improving the circumstances of others through one's actions, a citizen sets into motion a virtuous cycle of positive impact. Leaders who embody this guiding principle tend to focus on servant leadership, which prioritizes the well-being and development of team members and, by extension, nurtures a sense of team loyalty and collective ambition. Finally, the commitment to restitution and just enrichment reminds individuals that their successes should be grounded in merit and ethically sound practices. A leader or citizen who acknowledges and corrects mistakes or unfair advantages not only demonstrates accountability but also sets a powerful moral precedent. This drives the message that true leadership entails responsibility not only for one's successes but also for one's errors, fostering an environment where honesty and justice prevail. By embracing these lessons, a citizen of the world hones their personal virtues, aligns their endeavors with a universal code of conduct, and cultivates a leadership style that is compassionate, fair, and driven by the greater good. The knowledge from this text transcends its Masonic origins and becomes a universal guide to character development, social responsibility, and the art of leading with virtue.